What is this? I tell you what, it's season 3 of the Dolby Brothers on 89.6 FM. And we're still here every week, pumping out the hits in Dolby City.
How's it going, Dylan, my brother?
Good.
What's going on, man? How are you doing? What's been up?
Well, to be honest, it's all about music at the moment, you know?
Some of these new beats you've been sending have been amazing, Dylan. Honestly, some of the best stuff I've heard in years.
That would be right.
So I've got permission to remix a few of these, and is that right?
Well, there are no rules in Dolby City, you know that very well.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, this season, if you're thinking of touring Dolby City, you're a musician or artist, send us your stuff, and brother Dolby over here, he'll mix up your beats for you. He's pretty good at it, eh? Is that right?
It's a real catchy song, this one, Dylan.
What?
Who made this song?
You did.
I know, just joking, man. What we got going on tonight? Well, we've got a live interview tonight.
Yeah.
Is that tonight we're doing that for the
yes.
first time, Dylan?
Our first interview, we have Kieran from Mr. Sterile and Mr. Sterile Assembly. He's going to be here live in the studio talking about his music and his upcoming tour. Also in the show tonight, we are going to play a clip in a minute, actually. We should probably play it now. Earlier in the week, we went to the Dolby City Music Awards. We weren't receiving an award, as usual. We're always ignored by the music establishment here in Dolby City, hence why we have a radio station. But we went there anyway, thanks to Quint. He gave us his complimentary tickets. Let's play it.
Prepare yourself a cocktail and refresh with your hosts, Dylan and Andy, on Radio Dolby.
So how nice is this, Brother Dolby? This is very civilized for Dolby City. It's a nice bar. We're here at the Music Awards. I'm amazed at Quint. He's sent us these complimentary tickets. He's up for an award tonight for Best Outside Artist. This is the life. This is amazing. I'm loving it.
First time I've ever seen Quint in a suit, that's for sure. He's looking pretty handsome, actually.
He does. He polishes up well, Quint, actually.
Mind you, the first time I met him, it was Halloween. He was dressed up as Bigfoot. He's real into that, Bigfoot, Dylan.
Yeah, he did have a Bigfoot stage at some point.
Cryptids, that's his thing, eh?
I haven't talked to him for a while, actually. He's been a bit elusive.
What do you know about cryptids, Dylan?
Cryptids?
Is it cryptids or cryptoids?
I have no idea.
I think it's cryptids, eh?
I don't know what you're talking about at all. I'm out of touch with the cryptic.
It's definitely not cryptic.
World, to be honest. I know nothing at all.
Yeah, no, it's not cryptic. It's cryptoid or cryptid.
At the moment, I'm just...
I'm just drinking Quint's bar tab.
Another drink?
Yeah, can I have three double vodkas, please?
You off the beers, Dylan?
Yep. No, beers are too slow for me. They make me fall asleep now.
Last week I was spotting your empty cans off the table before we'd done the interviews, remember?
Yeah. No, not anymore, mate. It's full power.
So what's going to happen tonight anyway? Is Dylan... Quint going to play a song?
Yeah, apparently he's been invited to play a song. He's up for that award for Best Outside Artist, but I have no idea what's going on with the rest of this award ceremony. We're not invited to the other categories like Best Male Performer, Best Female Performer, Best Video, you know, all that other music awards sort of corporate shenanigans. I have no idea what's going on apart from that, really.
Excuse me. Dolby Brothers, your seats are now available for the award.
Oh, awesome, let's go, let's get our seats. I don't want to miss this at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2022 Dolby City Music Awards for the category of Best Outsider Artist. This is an award for the artists who live on the edge, breaking the boundaries of our world and bending the realities of your mind, bringing you joy and confusion, and a peek into the mind of the one and true, the original and only, the purest, the highest, the artists who live and breathe each day for you on the outside so that you don't have to. We honor them tonight with this award, recognition of the places they go in their mind, the best outsider artist.
Don't forget, these awards are kindly donated and brought to you by the friendly folks at Dolby Pets. We make the best pets.
And the nominees are Daniel Johnston for Hi, How Are You? Frank Zappa for Hot Rats. R. Stevie Moore for Phonography. Clint Baker for Psychic Cat's Golden Fleas. Could I have the envelope, please? The Dolby City Outsider Artist of the Year goes to
this drummer. Knows what he's doing.
It's like a young Art Blakey, isn't he? I've no idea how he can do this, to be honest.
Check out the sweat on his forehead. He's going for it.
He's pretty sweaty right now. Like, you ever seen James Brown live in concert? Man, that man could sweat. Cold sweat.
Man, I'm in awe of this drummer. He is just pushing it to the limit. He's still going.
He's still going, but it's getting a bit ridiculous now, isn't it? I mean, come on. End it.
Come on. You can do it. Push it.
Boom shakalaka.
Clint Baker.
Do you agree that it is time for a totally new mainstream? Sure, we all do. Do you ever feel like you're the only one? Well, you are not. Do you ever feel like a lone crusader? Well, you're not. The music industry rules with an iron fist.
Stay in this lovely cave of warmth and just never wake up. Well, that's shit, because what you really should do is fucking go to the gym.
Grab your ass and pump the weights. You gotta pump, pump, pump till the evening is late. You gotta make it your mission, gotta make it your it out. You can pump it with your friends or your enemies, the people that you're jealous of, their bodies. You can just get together and push those weights, and you can do it in the morning, and you can do it late at the Dolby City Gymnasium, open 24/7 for you.
Mr. Sterile, and right here next to me I have Mr. Sterile himself, Kieran. He's in Dolby City, he's doing a show tonight at the Cameo Club, and what an amazing song. Like, when I first listened to that, the first thing I noticed was, man, those lyrics were angry. I love that. There's a lot of raw emotion in that song, and where did that come from?
Hey, thanks for the question. Yeah, I'm glad you like it, and looking forward to the show. The song, yeah, it's based on a poetic form that I came across recently reading a David Farrier blog, and the poetic form is called Hate Mail. And this is, this sort of poetry is broken down into various different kind of groups. You've got your email, and you've got your snail mail, and you've got your comment section. That's a particularly common and popular form of hate mail poetry, but so this one was directed to him, and I just thought it was far too poetic to sit and go past this one, and thought it fitted the form of a funny kind of Ultravox-like disco song.
Yeah, there's something special about hate mail. I got one the other day, printed it out on paper somewhere. I don't know why I printed it out. I'm planning on framing it, I don't think I will anymore, but here it is. It says, I would rather eat the raw internal organs of a rotting Dolby City sewer rat and insert the gorging maggots that infest its intestines into my ears than listen to the music of the Dolby Brothers. It's quite poetic. Maybe we could write a song about that one.
Yeah, well done on that. Well done. You know, when someone's sending you poetry like that, you got to be doing something good. Yeah, so keep it up.
We're just going to have a short break, and we'll be right back after a little message from one of our sponsors. House.
need to move house, like if you're going somewhere, like, not that anyone would ever want to leave Dolby City, if you're going to move somewhere else in Dolby City, like to a better area, not that there are bad areas in Dolby City, but you want to go somewhere that's a little less dark or polluted or busy or have crime, somewhere not closer to your folks or something like that. Dolby City removals are pretty good, actually. They have their own trucks and they have strong people who can move things. Give them a call, Dolby City House Removals. Yeah, apparently they're not bad, actually. They're pretty good.
You're in good hands with Dylan and Andy on Dolby City Radio. For some of the best in Kiwi entertainment, join us in Dolby City Central on Radio Dolby.
I've been following your music for quite a few years now, and you record under Mr. Sterile, and then there's of course Mr. Sterile Assembly. And one of your recent albums, I think it's under Mr. Sterile, is Never Mind the Threat, Here's the Distraction, released this year. Man, there's some clever stuff on that album. And I think under Mr. Sterile Assembly, I've been loving Run Peter Run. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
Ah, Run Peter, good song, good story. Peter Norman is the name of the bloke, Australian guy. Won silver medal in the 1968 Olympics for the 200 metre sprint. And you may not recognise him or be aware of him, but yeah. There's a famous photo of him standing on a dais.
Yes.
Probably the less memorable thing in that photo.
Yeah.
The other two, Smith and two blokes from America who won gold and bronze, they're there in the photo with their fists in their ear doing the Black Power salute.
Yes.
And Peter's there standing in solidarity with them.
Awesome.
The Olympics, you know, they got quite upset by that.
I bet they did.
Those few seconds in that moto and that monumental photo that was taken. They don't like the Olympics been turned into a political event.
Never.
There's a lot of grumpiness about it. However, Smith and Carlos, they returned back to America, and were well received by the civil rights movement there, whereas Peter, when he went back to Australia, he got shunned and shafted. The Australian government was none too pleased about him standing in support of black and indigenous struggles, you know. Australia's got its own problems. But he got shafted.
Yeah.
He was never, even though he remains the fastest fucking 200 metre sprinter, no one's ever beat his record. He was never invited back to participate in those races. And pushed to the margins of Australian sporting history.
Yeah, along with underarm bowling.
But 8 or so years ago, the Aussie government sort of apologised for their behaviour, for how they treated him upon his return, and acknowledged his still impressive results to date. He's got a statue built somewhere now in Melbourne, I think. And I think there's even a Peter Norman Day now to celebrate the integrity of this guy standing alongside others. Yeah, good one.
Well, I think he needs his own statue, a Peter Norman statue here in Dolby City. I don't know if it'll happen. Thinking like some of our listeners tonight are probably thinking, this is amazing, I want to go down and watch Mr. Sterile play at the Cameo Club tonight. It's a bit of a risk venturing out in Dolby City in the evenings, and just wondering if you could tell us what you'd expect from a Mr. Sterile show.
Hey, I heard about the reputation of this Dolby City, right? You know, but I guess if you live here, that's what you expect. So I reckon you'd be brave enough to come out. And what would you expect? Well, the opening act, Fertile American and the Fridge Olympus, I reckon they're going to be choice. That's a nice lineup. There's some interesting things going on there. And it'll warm me up nice and good. And then us, what do they expect? Well, we'll be moving around a bit. We'll be making a bit of sound. It'll be quite assertive. Bound to be fun. And then hang around for a chat afterwards. That's where all the good stuff happens. Yeah.
Look, Kieran, thanks so much for joining us this evening. You don't understand how refreshing it is to have someone who's smart and creative in Dolby City, to be honest. For our viewers and listeners, if they want to listen to more of your music, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's been great. I really appreciate the chance to have a chat with you here. You asked about where us are. Well, you chuck it into any kind of search engine, you'll find us, you know. We got Bandcamp, we got a website, MrSteriLeAssembly.com. We even got a Mastodon now that the bluebird's fallen out of the sky, but I'm sure if you chuck it in, your good listeners will find it. And there's bound to be something there for everybody. But yeah, thanks a lot.
Tune in and calm down in your electric water bath, whilst being amused and soothed by your hosts, Dylan and Andy, only on Radio Dolby.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. Beginnings of season 3, where we're looking at interviewing the outsider and sometimes the insider artists as well. Big thanks to Quint Baker, as usual, and Shona.
And Andy.
Thanks to Kieran, who is Mr. Sterile, sometimes Mr. Sterile Assembly, who joined us in Dolby City. Nice to see him. And don't forget, if you're thinking of touring Dolby City, send us an email at thedolbybros@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Might just sit away, and he just scratches away. Thanks, Brother Dolby. They don't call him the King of Imani for nothing. Song of the week is, I forget the name of the song. Oh, Sing Along With Me by the Dolby Brothers. Enjoy. Tune in next week. I don't know who's coming. Someone's going to be here.
And Andy.
We all love to sing. We all want to hear our songs. We all love to sing. Won't you sing along?
Sing along. think and what you feel inside. It's all about the music and what you leave behind. It's all about the music. It's in your heart, not your mind. It's all about the music. Can you feel it?